Blog Talk Radio.
You don't have to love me. You don't have to want me. Don't even have to spend time with me. You don't have to go and buy me things. Just listen now. When I stop to talk, it's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, good people, one and all, welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe. My name is Mojave. I'm your host for this evening. Actually, I'm your host for every evening on every Tuesday as we work out here on Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The run back is real. Welcome to the run back of Fireworks, which is a brilliant show that was put together on Clubhouse 4 p.m. every Sunday in the app. And here we are bringing some of the best elements from that particular show to this podcast. But before we get into it, before we get on it and do what we do, we're going to interview two enterprising, young, strong kings that are out here in this world making some things happen, doing some things, and we're going to bring them to you this evening. Also, I think the bonus of all this is that that if I'm not sure, that my daughter is going to show up and do poetry, which is going to be a treat for me because she hasn't read me her poems in a minute, and I'm interested, and I'd like to introduce her to the crowd, although I told her she can't hang out with me, though. She's a little bummed by that, but hey, that's what happens. Now, let's get to the meat and the bones of this John, and I'm going to bring in, of course, you know, We used to call him the Fantastic Freshman. Now we call him Galactus, Eater of Worlds, winner of so many different slams on and off apps, doing amazing things. I introduce you to Nick Nasty. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, what up, Javi?
What's happening? We're having it. All right, and now on to my favorite.
I'll be there in 1 second, Mom. Yo.
Okay. Yeah, that must be my favorite Brooklyn teddy bear. he ain't gonna hold you. Creator of Fight Night and a street prophet owner, you know, a street prophet house on the app. All around king of metaphors, symbolic.
Yeah,
symbolic. Are you there? Yeah, what's good?
Yes, sir. I'm here. What's good? What's good?
All right. So, well, I'm just gonna cut this music. We're just gonna get into it. We're gonna have no music in the background. We're just gonna straight out. So, symbolic. Tell me about street prophets, right? First, and then tell me how you came up with Fight Night, and introduce people to who you are. Yeah, we're gonna get into it. No music.
All right. First and foremost, symbolic. The first thing is usually symbolic underscore night. I carry the night on my grandfather. Street Profits 2021, we became a thing around December 2019, I believe, or just 2020. And how we came about is actually be a part of this quote-unquote team slam. It wasn't really a slam now that I think about it, where it was New Yorkers versus Phillies people. And there was a whole bunch of us. There was like 12 people deep in this thing. I feel like we jumped Philly because we had like 6 poles. We had like 12. And Street Profits is the makeup of the people that stayed in communication after that slam. And then from there, we started to grow. That's why I got closer to a poet named Smooth Baby. I walked into there with another poet named Shade of Poet. So I went into there like at least knowing someone. And then I met Smooth. And after the first Street Profits, well, after that first slam, Smooth invited Shay and I to this event at Langston Hughes' house. And I was like, after seeing his status stuff, I was like, Shay, this is the type of shit we were looking for, like, for the longest. So everyone just kept in contact. And we said, we should call ourselves something. And then that's when Street Profits became a thing. And there's 5 of us. And through time, we just became, like, the closest of people. We all doing different type of aspects in poetry. And that's really how Street Profits came to be. And as for Fight Night, honestly, we're always on. We're usually always on FaceTime. We do poetry and stuff, and they be like, "Oh, why are you talking like that?" There's someone else who do poetry. So technically, in a way, we would technically go against each other for fun. And around the beginning times of the pandemic, another poet had like was talking to like Shay, and he had challenged her. So then we came into this idea of like, "Oh, let's do a fight night. Let's call it Fight Night." And like, literally after that, it just picked up. I liked what we were doing. And next thing you know, I found myself finding posts to go against each other. Took a little break because I used to be on Instagram Live. And then we got on, like, the Clubhouse aspect and stuff. I found a variety of different types of poets. And I was like, you know what? It's my time for Fight Night to come back. So that's really it. Fight Night is just the inspiration of always winning, like, the natural competitive spirit and having fun and being around family and shit.
All right, that's what's up. What's up? So, Nick, how did you get involved in the Street Profits?
It's actually through this event called March Madness. So it was like a bunch of fight nights, one round fight nights. Before it was on Clubhouse, so I would, you know, joined the Clubhouse app back in like December, and used to be this house on there. We used to do poetry. And Sim got in there one time. I didn't know Sim before March Madness. But Sim got in there, he was promoting it, and he was like, yo, I got this slam, you know, competition coming up. You can win $300 if you come in first and, you know, pull up. And I remember I DM'd him, and I was just like, yeah, I'm really interested. Like, yeah, what do I send the cash at to, you know? Like, and then I made, like, a joke. I was just like, yeah, just hold on to that money. Like, you know, basically telling him, like, I'm going to win that. And then, lo and behold, about 4 weeks later, because it was like a whole month-long competition between one-on-one battles and you move through a bracket kind of like March Madness, like it's a college basketball. And lo and behold, I won it, you know, because, I mean, I'm Nick Austin. But I won it. And then through March Madness, like, me and Sim became cool, you know, because I talked a lot of crap, and then I backed it up. And he's just like, oh. And then I saw his pen, he saw my pen. You know, and, like, we respected it. It was just an admiration for each other's talent because, like, his delivery, his aggression, his writing is just, like, his brain is different, man. And he see the same with me. And then he was just like, yeah, I'm going to start doing the same fighting. Like, I remember it was me and this other poet, Daryl. He made a group with us, and he was just like, yo, I got this idea coming. You know, I can't talk about it yet, you know. But he was talking about fight night. He actually wanted us to be a fight night. And we actually still have yet to do a fight night, me and Daryl. But, you know, maybe one day. But we started talking mess at some point. I forgot how we set up the first fight night. But, we did a team slam. We did a team slam. We was on the opposing sides. And I did a diss poem about Sim. And he felt some type of way about it, rightfully so. And he's just like, you know what? Fight night. You know, we're going to do the first one, you versus me. And I was like, all right, bet, set it up. And so we was the first fight night. And then ever since then, it just took off on the app. It's all done on Clubhouse. And we're going on 10 coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, speaking of 10, either one of you can answer. You can talk at the same time. This bout is the series finale of Fight Night. And
season.
I understand you're going up against a Texas Titan known as Christopher Michael. So how did this come about? How did this happen?
So, you know, we did another team slam. We went against Christopher Michael's team and stuff. Results happened in that slam. I believe the following Tuesday we had a breakfast bar. And, you know, me and Nick have these moments where we test the waters and tell people who we want to challenge. We wait to see what they say. And I'm not sure if Christopher Michael said it first or Nick said it first. All I know is Christopher Michael inboxed and said, oh, we can set up the match because he couldn't talk at the moment. And that team slam was a little month ago or so, like a while ago now. So this has actually been in the works like before we had like Fight Night 8. No, not even like maybe before we had Fight Night 7. So
yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it all stems from really that team slam too, because at one point we wanted to go against people on that team after what happened. So that's really what that's all it was. It's called, it's to get back. Because
yeah, it came from I actually challenged him, like, first. Like, I remember we was, like, talking about it. Kind of like what Sim said, just to fill in some of the holes in the story. We had talked about, like, people who we'd go against. And I think I said, like, yeah, I could take Christopher Michael. Like, I think I want to go against Christopher Michael because I seen him on the app. You know, I seen, you know, he's accoladed. You know, he's got, you know, his long resume. You know, the man's, like, 50-something, you know, or up to 50. I ain't going to speak oldness into him. But we was in the room, and then Sim just was like blurted out. He's just like, "Hey yo, Chris Michael, Nick want to challenge you in fight night or something like that." And then, like right after he said that, is when he sent Sim the message, like messaging, just like, "Yo, you know, what's the date?" Like that's all. He's just like, "When we doing it?" Mm-hmm. Like he was like fully on board. And I was like, "Oh okay, oh Nick, all right, bet." Yeah, and that's how this came to be.
Yeah, that's yeah. And just call them. Like, so, you know, Nick, and then after that, they was in charge of it. After that, they came with the themes. Nick goes, oh, yeah, so July 10th. I was like, oh, okay. Like, yeah.
You know, Fight Night is something to wonder. You guys don't play around. You take an hour and be done with it in an hour. You choose your judges wisely. It's a very fair competition, I must say. Unlike anything I've seen recently. Anyway, what do you think the future of Fight Night is going to be symbolic? And then Nick, who is your ultimate challenge or team matchup?
So, the future, first off, gonna start planning to, with of course permission and consent, to start recording these Fight Nights and be able to put them up somewhere. Also, at the same time, I'm a firm believer that this will manifest into something like that can be on TV, like how we had like the Def Jams and stuff instead of third. The future for Fight Night is bright because it's a variety of different type of poets coming in. We have different type of ideas to make it not just the conventional 1v1. Like, even for example, we're trying to work on to try to have the first ever like triple threat one. So like it's just like the possibilities is endless. You know, especially with all the continuous support and pushing everyone's pen and this and the third and the different unique combinations to set up people who go against one another, and even with the natural spirit of those who just challenge people in front of us and stuff. So I believe the possibilities is endless. And like to confirm that, it gives me hope because stuff for season 2 is already finished. Like it's not the dates on schedule, but the matches are set and everything. So as we continue to progress, I see us one day being on TV.
I think that's entirely possible. Possible. All right, so Nick, who's your dream challenge and your dream matchup?
My dream challenge. Well, I would say just because of, well, I mean, like, my dream matchup would be, like, just really out there would be, like, one of them, like, top poets that be, like, in a national poetry slam type thing, like, going against a me, you know, me versus a Black Chakra type thing, you know, like, I'll get smoked, but, like, it would still be just dope to be on that stage. Because that would probably be my answer,
just because
the other ones, I mean, you know, we can talk to some people, you know, but
we know some people about some people. We could probably make that happen.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know where I'm at, and my other matchups, like, they don't do slams, and they refuse to do fight nights. So it's like, the two other ones I would love to go against, neither of them would not do fight night. So I'm just like, all right, cool. That's all right. That's all right. You know, I just want a little, you know, frat on frat violence. But, you know, that's fine. You know,
frat on frat. Are you talking about me?
I am talking about you, Javi.
You know
all right, listen. I stand still to my promise, and I know that we're being recorded, so I will not say the unsavory things that I would say. But I would say that all the things I had aforementioned that weren't on this particular broadcast still exist. Black Air Force Energy, Beef and Broccoli Tim's, Hands.
Beef and broccoli Tim's.
You can't say beef and broccoli Tim's and say hands after. I just don't feel the same. But
listen,
that's crazy.
You understand me, don't you? Anyway, as far as that's concerned, I don't believe in drip on drip violence. I just don't. I'm sorry. Forgive me, fellas. I just don't. Now, anybody outside the hive, I'm with it. Let's go. You know, let's do it.
I felt that.
You know, let's do it till we're satisfied. That's you know, it's a song, really. Look it up. Anyway, matter of fact, I think I'll play that today. I don't know. Anyway, but as far as that's concerned, no, that'd be super fantastic and good. I think we'll like it. Also, if any of the drip is listening, please make sure that you press 1 so that I know that you're here and I can label you while we sit here talking to Nick and Symbolic, sometimes known as Nick Bolic. Or Sim Nick, because they seem to have each half of a brain and operate together. It's very strange. But other than that, all right, so Sim, who's your dream matchup?
Rightfully so. I'm about to call you Batman, but with preparation, I too one day want to go against Black Chocolate. But it's also in that same breath knowing I have more stuff to do before I step into a thing with Black Chocolate. A rematch with Nick Austin, and then a match again against with Nick Austin. What I'm saying essentially is I'm trying to have like games of finals with Nick Austin one day in life, like a whole game a year. High key, I would go against Tariq as well because I feel like Tariq was the other person he was mentioning, and a rematch is way back, the second fight. Like a rematch against a poet named Chef Too Much. Other than that, my dream matches is just to just be able to go against people or, like, just being able to do my stuff. I am my own dream match.
Wow. That's what's up. All right, so I see we rocking out with our socks out and we're making things happen. That's pretty fantastical. All right, so here's the other thing. What would happen, and allow yourselves to dream, partake, to think outside the box on this, right? Because you said on TV and everything else, knowing that we see a lot of things from Smack, DVD, and things of that sort, what would be the thing that could happen? What would you do if you knew that your enterprise would grow to be that large and you would have poets traveling from all over to have a fight night with judges, almost like a slam format, and it became a real-life league, corporate sponsored, and this is what you would do for a job?
That's actually another trend. I think also the beauty about Fight Night, what happened is that leads to so many other ideas to have. That would be like the branch into doing the March Madness number 2. It would be essentially like a league ideas, as well, to essentially have people like come out, go against each other in teams and stuff. I think for that, as I said, it would be like, if that happens, it's the gate to all things that comes into my mind, petitions, that with the idea of being on TV, because with that comes the idea to show that it's not just Fight Night, that it's more than just a fight night, to push the main goal of Fight Night, anything I host, and the main goal is for more people to be seen, more poets to be seen, poets to come in with new poems to use in other slams, my slams, anything. So with that, that comes like a win for like everyone. That's what would happen, honestly. It would branch out to bigger and better ideas. It would help me fund these expensive ideas that I have in my head and all that.
Well, sometimes, it's just a matter of writing a 501c3, but we could talk about that back channel and things of that sort.
Okay.
I remember talking to Nick about this and saying that poetry would go to the point that, conceivably, because he had also brought the idea to me that literally it could be created to the point where people would be able to do active bookings and move towards, basically having websites where people can actually select and put a palette together of different poets and everything else that's going on. So, Nick, do you want to further expand on that idea or create one of your own?
Yeah. Oh, wait, which idea? You talking about the one Sam just had? I do remember the idea with the website too. That I do still think that was dope. Yeah, we talked about that like a minute ago. But yeah, I thought that'd be dope. Like kind of how you just have everybody, or at the very least, just a website that showcases each artist's body of work. And they can kind of go through and just like, this is the Dripper Collective, something like that. But yeah, I would love to have, just like you said, with the Smack DVDs, URL and all them, but like with poetry, because like especially with like the fight nights, because you could have so much, like there's so many different types of types of poetry. Yeah. So you have like a start it off with an open mic or something, and then, get to the main event, and like you can even have undercards, like how we started doing with the fight nights, like the last few fight nights where we have sack battles. So instead of just one sacrificial poet, we have two sacrificial poets, and then they're competing against each other. And it's pretty dope, they get judged, and it's a way to kind of get that experience, get your feet wet in a fight night without doing a whole full three rounds. Because, I tell you, doing these three rounds is, yeah, it's a lot, man. It's I still got these ones on Saturday. I'm going to have my phones ready for it by then. I'll say that. But right now, it's just like, but I'm a very last-minute person myself. It's like they say, pressure builds diamonds. And that's how I always operate it. Like, I got a paper due the next day. I'm like, yeah, let me go ahead and do that the day of. Like, it's just this is how it is.
Can you talk about that? All right.
Definitely. All right, so any final thoughts before we move on to our regular stated program?
As I said, fight night, as each fight, I believe, I'm a firm believer that as each fight night progresses, each one gets better and better as we go through this. Fight night 10, Saturday, July 10th, at 8 p.m. And this one is set up to be phenomenal. And as I say all the time, Fight Night will not happen without all the support I've been getting. And it's going to be wonderful, and I think for everyone to be a part of this, and I'm excited for y'all, the future for us as a collective. And, yeah, and thank you for this opportunity to talk on it.
Oh, most def. Nick, any final thoughts before we move into our regular stage program?
Yeah, you know, just pretty back what Sim said, you know, 8 p.m. this Saturday. It's Eastern Standard Time, so I know there's a lot of people listening all over the world. We got international listeners and whatnot over in Germany and over in the UK. Shout out other Nick number two that's over in the UK. He just hit me up earlier. I got to check what he sent me. But, yeah, y'all pull up. You know, I promise to deliver a show on my side, you know, and I know my opponent, you know, with his background, he's going to deliver a show too. It's not going to be no easy smoking, you know, by any means. Now, don't get me wrong, I will be smoking this man, but it won't be no easy smoking, all right? So just make sure y'all pull up. We're all black because, you know, there'll be a burial.
Wow. Well, good peoples, you've now just a little bit. Make sure that you check it out on the app Clubhouse. At what time again?
8 p.m. Street Profits Clubhouse.
8 p.m. Street Profits Clubhouse. Make sure you click there. It's going to be a battle royale. I think it's going to flood the app. I think it's going to be utterly ridiculous. You know, we're going to experience some of Nick Nasty and, you know, the Metaphor King, known as Symbolic, during the course of this programming. But we're going to get ready, get started. You know, it's a camp day. We've got camp in the morning. I need sleep. Need it. But we're going to get started. We're going to run the thing, thing. And don't forget, this is a For Real Entertainment Network here on Epiphany Radio Universe through Blog Talk, but on every platform, be Spotify, iTunes, iHearted. It's all there. Make sure that you check us out. Make sure that you check everything else that's happening during the course of the week for Epiphany Radio. And actually, before we do that, let me do this because I want to make sure I start doing this earlier in the show, because it's important. Hold on. Where is my station manager? Station manager, where are you at? Yeah, there you go. Hey, station manager, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, can you tell us what's happening in Epiphany Radio Universe for the rest of the weekend?
Absolutely, my brother. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for The Love Zone with your host, Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night, y'all, 9 p.m., is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is The Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Johnny's running the event page, La Perla, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Tuesday for one of Mojave's great shows, Live Speak, War Council. We know it's not the Honey Drippers because we are on right now. But Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. Happy New Year. But back to you, Mojave.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So we're going to run this promo real quick before we get started here. It's 9:45 and over 15 minutes early, but hey, let's just make it all happen. You're listening to Epiphany Radio Universe. I'm your host, Mojave. I'm going to put everybody back in the queue, reset, and away we go.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Baby.
Hey, good people, good people, good people. All right, hold on, wait a second. This is supposed to happen like this. Okay, all right. We're back in the control seat after a quick run across my household. It's great. Welcome back to Vivian Radio Universe Presents the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 7, Fireworks. Run Back is Real. We're about to get started. We're going to run a very brief open mic, and I'm going to bring in one of my radio mates, the super dope, essentially, Zanis. Zanis, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Yeah, I thought it was going a little bit too low. And just a quick message. Wait a second. Ayana, if you're here, I don't know that you're here unless you press 1. I don't know which number it is. Please press 1 so I know. All right. So, Zanis, you did attend the show on Sunday. What did you think of it?
Oh, it was awesome as always. Really inspiring. I ended up writing after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Came back to Yeah, everybody did a great job. Looking forward to hearing the run back today.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what we're going to do. But since you have a piece, what we're going to do is we're going to get into see what you're talking about, and I'm going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this piece is untitled Full Disclosure. I'm touch starved. I'm listening to the details of your day, but my eyes begin to stray, resting first on your lips and the thought of dipping the tip of my tongue into the right corner of your mouth consumes me. Baby, I'm listening. I love how your tone warms the space and how your joy sounds like fast color. There will be fireworks when I feel your voice vibrate against my skin. So keep talking as I finally straddle your lap and lean in, whispering. I feel you shifting. Your need is seeking my warmth. You've grown quiet, and that's okay because you're holding me. In the meantime and in between time, until you're molding me, having cautiously entered my wet. My God, I knew it. I knew that you would move like I do, that you would massage my walls, and I would fall into this pause with you. I'm coaxing my name from your lips, and with each kegel grip, I feel you shifting. You lift me from your lap, place me on my back, and re-enter me. I love how your energy fills me, how your voice against my skin unravels me, and full disclosure, you've got me touch revived. In peace.
I forgot I had to click myself back in. Ooh! I heard this piece. Oh, this piece is a little bit extra, as we would say. It's okay though. We gonna rock with it. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. And where can we find you?
You can find me Monday 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. With Epiphany Radio, the Soul Cafe. I run the event page. Come through, interact, share your pieces, share your feedback. The show is hosted by For Real the Poet, Poetic, and La Perla Negra. I'm also on Instagram, essentially underscore Janice, and on Clubhouse.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, thank you. I'm going to put you back in the queue, and I'm going to move on to Miss Angel Kim. All right, and stick around. We got more in store as we do this run back. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Miss Angel Kim.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Are you ready?
Hello. I'm ready.
I'm gonna mute this. I'm gonna mute this music and mute my mic. And out the gate. Out the gate. We gonna start this firework. All right.
Well, hello.
The mic is yours.
I am Angel Kim, the sweet one, and my pronouns are she and her, and sweetheart. So, it's the 4th of July, and my Kelly King bed, sipping him, laying her naked, your wet lips on mine, tasting liquor off your tongue. I feel the warmth of your breath as you smell and kiss my neck, inhaling my essence. I indulge into your chest with moist pecks and down your torso until I reach your now stiffened manhood. Taking you fully in, letting my tongue do pirouettes all over it. Hearing you moan only makes me go all in, and I continue to spin my tongue and suck and slurp until I taste your silky smooth cum explode down my throat as I look into your eyes. My lipstick's now smudged and hair all frazzled, and it's because you've been all hanging, ready for you to suck and lick on them. Your hands crusting their forms, making me breathe slightly as you pinch my hard nipples. It's the pleasure from getting a small amount of pain that excites me. It's 1:45, diligently watching the clock cause when that midnight hour strikes, it's our time to interlock. You raise up, letting your manhood meet me face to face, and then you slide it in between my titties, me squeezing them together as I fluff him up with my lips each time he meets them. Slowly, as you titty fuck me, you watching your dick slide in and out, and I moan each time it hits my mouth, and it makes you pull away. The time isn't right yet for all my tricky drips, because you're not ready to come quite yet. Tick-tock, tick-tock. A minute left and plunging to me, and I can feel myself exhale deeply. Whew. Right as you take your thumb and massage my clit, I know soon this room will be filled with all kind of fireworks, and we're going to set off all kind of alarms. Aroused, we're already on the edge of climax, but we remain calm. We take our time, not wanting to miss a beat. Taking a sip from my awaiting waters, you dive into me. Up, down, round and round, repeat over and over and over again in circular motions. Feeling your fingers massage my G-spot only makes my temperatures rise. Ooh, and I'm trying my best not to give in yet, because I'm not ready to end this yet. Tick-tock, tick-tock. I hear the alarms going off in my head as I release. Ooh. I'm no longer able to hold on to that intensity boiling inside of me. You continue to drink from my waters until you've quenched your thirst of tasting me. Baby. Tick-tock. 1 minute to go, And as the midnight hour strikes, you thrust your heart erection deep inside of me, holding back just a bit, because, oh, baby, I keep telling myself, just breathe. Just breathe. But you feel so good throbbing inside of me. We rocking, we moaning, 30 minutes in, and we doing our damn thing. You swoop my big ass up, and now I'm doing a handstand. You holding my legs open while you thrust inside of me, forming a Y with my body. All the blood flowing to my head as you fucking the shit out of me. Working the middle, because you playing for keeps, baby. It's the man for me. Your aggressive tones command my attention as you make this pussy just gravitate towards you. You tell me you want to fuck the shit out of me and claim this pussy for yours, writing your name all over her inside and out, sending me over, thumbing my ass as you plunge back into me, making me scream your name. No mercy. Ooh. Mm. Slapping my ass, spanking the shit out of me, leaving your mark as if you branded me. You take both my hands and pull them behind my back as you continue to light this fuse that's waiting to be set off. And boom, just like that, we come hard, screaming out, and the fireworks explode all around and all in me. Ooh, baby, just let me know. When you ready for the next round.
Good people, that was Angel Kim, aka The Voice, aka The Fallen Angel, starting us out with some very large Big Bang fireworks. Angel Kim, are you there?
I'm here, baby.
Oh, you nasty. Anyway, BBC, ooh girl, you nasty. No, we stop. We're gonna go from you, because you know, you just started out. We just have to throw some Jodeci on it just real quick. Ah, take that. Sing the songs, y'all know it.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you, we ain't playing with y'all tonight. Make sure you know, we just starting this out. We banging you out with these fireworks. Now, we going to go from you to Mix Jade, the Dark Astrogotics. Mix Jade, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Can you hear
Angel,
me?
Angel, yeah, we can hear you. Angel, I'm going to retire you to the queue. While you're partying with the other drip, back in Hive, we're going to get it all together while we keep these fireworks going. I'm going to put you in the queue right now. I'm going to mute my mic and this music and Mix Jade. The mic is yours.
Okay. Mix Jade, my pronouns are she, her, and they. And this piece is fireworks. Don't get it twisted. Them first times hit different when she never had a me. I mean, you know, a sexually ambidextrous being. Romance that ass on Tuesday, all sexy, good bra, titties up, nude lipstick adorning an updo and a light beat. Switch it up next day, swag on high, cat daddy kind of vibes. That button down, driver's cap, silk tie, daddy home type time. Smooth, you feel me? See, I know what she likes. Give her props, compliment them natural curls, and be her friend, genuinely. attentive, affectionate. Make time. Femme nights out, girls days, baddies, side by side. But now and again, she need that. Gentle beast. Seductive words in her ear. Palmed thighs. That take you down look in my eyes. Meeting of succulent lips, hands above head. Slow grind, like a good afro beat in the back of my mind. Body set to, slow wine. Our canvas, the counter, floor, couch, and bed, talking to the center of her being, her pleasure. Jolly Rancher sucking her flavor, that downpour kind of weather, her moans echo against ceilings, walls, hungered mouths siloed. Fists full of my locks sliding up, waves crashing over bellies, a precursor to slicking the ride. Eyes widen as she mouths. She brought dick as she catches my grip, tightening on them straps I enter. Her body rises to greet me as if I'm essential, submerging stroke for stroke. I'm a big nigga, but she gonna get this work. If I die, I die. Stealing her breath, I inhale her. Thighs to ears as she rides this edge. Nowhere to go but up in her. Grabbing her throat with both hands, thumbs carefully placed. We don't break our toys around here. The tug at my waist, her face, a telltale, throbbing thunderously, cocking back each stroke, short pause between cracks, gunpowder bursts as she squirts and spurts. Biting my lip, I meet her. Fireworks back to back, she shudders and falls on this phallus. Her lips inviting, weak-legged, I climbed mountains, mounting her face, throat fucking, her juices lubricating her taste buds, flipping onto my back, thigh spread, rosebud, full peaked. Oh, shit. Baby girl thirsts for that sweet meat. Sliding down, tonguing my cave, deep heat seeking what we created. Stars behind eyelids, grunting, moaning, humming. Fuck. Good girl. She won't stop till I'm satiated. Come here, baby girl. Let me taste me. When you cis niggas ask, what do we feel? It's the build. It's her sound. And that plump pussy pound. Be real. And this is only the vanilla and my flavors. It's the dark fireworks for me. Boom.
Mix.
Yes.
You filthy. I like you. Okay.
Absolutely. Brilliantly filthy.
Brilliantly so. Thank you. Thank you. And so we're going to move from you, Mix, providing us with all these lovely fireworks, over to my captain, Poppy Diablo. Poppy, if you are about that life, a.k.a. Zaddy. Ew. Poppy, are you there? Poppy, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
All right, we got the echo going. All right, so what I'm going to do right now, McZade, I'm going to put you in the queue. And Poppy, I'm going to mute this music, mute my mic. Start some fireworks for these folks. All right. You gotta get a little bit louder.
Is that better?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So, my name is Diablo. Poppy, if you bout that life, my pronouns are C Sim, they, them, repping the non-binary and transmasculine community in every space I step in. And, yeah, this is a little different for me. so be gentle. This is called Sparks and Stars. Baby, you're a firework. Let me make that pussy squirt. Make it go, oh, 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 shit, fuck. Me, don't stop, daddy. Call to me and let me do that thing that made you sing in all 8 octaves simultaneously. Brought forth angel and devil, showed you what Diablo really stands for. Can you stand more of this? Astral, demon, dick, just sit on it. Open up the split, touch that tip and make it purr and gush, then flood or erupt into a fountain of spark here in the dark nest of night. Light me up, up. Up, this saber singes souls, slaying faded memories of those playing as mofos who couldn't or wouldn't commit to making your pleasure a priority. Open up. Let me turn those sparks to flame. Say my name and watch the world upturn. As your eyes roll up to the stars, then turn to glittery sparks as we ride the smoke. Last stroke, the final burst, you squirting, bodies shaking, breath hitching, legs twitching, both collapsing, me smirking, hydrated and sparkling. Porque, bebe, eres un fuego artificial. Déjame. Hacer eso, coño, lloro. Haz que se vaya, ay, 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 mierda, no, para, cógeme, papi.
Well, good people, if you don't know what just happened to you, please understand that you've just been exploded on by my captain, Poppy Diablo. Poppy, if you're about that life, Poppy!
Yeah.
Hot. Shit. Always.
Gracias.
Yes, thank you, thank you. We just going to put some more bullets in the chamber. I mean, get some more fireworks off. We're going to load these M80s, shoot these fires. We're going to bring in...
Of course.
Galactic.
You know, we got to bust off multiple shots around here.
Yes.
Wow, what up, what up?
We got to bring in, you know, we're bringing in Galactus at this time. So Poppy, we're going to go stand in the background while we watch everything explode around us into this brilliant display of hues of reds, yellows, and golds, brown and golds, if you will. Nick motherfucking ass here, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to mute off. And we're going to mute my mic. Cool as this music, and the mic is yours.
Okay. Baby, you're a fire one. My face is a canvas you can come on and let your colors burst. But before I light you up and make you explode, I like to beat my meat right before we meet, because I know that my next load will be real special, like a 38. Let me take you on a dirty date, and it won't be over until I send Miss Kitty over to the pearly gates. We finna be lit. I think I match well with your box. To know for sure, I gotta try it first. When I strike the tip of my dick against your clit and you warm up, don't worry, that's just how my fire works. Not only are you hot, but you hot, hot. We raise the bar every time I connect with you like a hot spot, and I don't call your coochie TNT because of the explosive orgasm I gave you on that island. Nah, I call your coochie TNT because that needs tasting, and it's time for me to start wilding. Every hour we fuck, my little lily from Philly, my favorite flower to pluck, and now everybody know that you the only one. You've been dripping with honey since the day I met you. Even still, you know you owe me some, but of course, I learned that I gotta earn that, so I'm gonna keep putting in work to get a hold of that fire. You're my desire, the light I needed in the dark. The first time we ever kissed on the lips, I swear I saw sparks. I remember the way I smacked your ass cheeks red when I filled your mouth with white as you blew me, my patriotic porn star pope. Well, actually, that part hasn't happened yet. There I go acting like a brain surgeon and looking ahead. I got a sweet tooth for sweet juice. Lay underneath me with my mouth open and send that cookie north. Loving all the ways you lie on the bed, bring that pussy forth. Your front lawn is delicious. And I could always spend most of my free time only licking it. But sometimes I need to slide my tongue in your backyard again and get into the thick of it. You know you're in good hands. Allstate can't hold a candle to me, and I love the way yours feel while you're handling me. I always speak with you, never speak at you. Won't be a mystery if y'all are missing in Raleigh. I'll be somewhere throwing my pokeballs at Detective Pikachu. If you've been listening closely, this shouldn't come as a shock. For weeks now, I've been spitting poetry about wanting V to come on my... And yo, Mohawk, I appreciate you for always introducing me, but there's only one way to end this story. Lady Siren is the real Silver Surfer, because I'm Galactus, and she always comes before me.
I see what you did there, and I don't mind losing my title if it's for a worthy cause. good peoples, that was Nick motherfucking Nasty. But you know what? There may be time for a rebuttal. Who knows? See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Oh, you know, got to do what we got to do. But, you know, as I go from Nick motherfucking Nasty to Galactus, we're going to go to the house of the Honey River and the lady of the house, this Lady Siren. This Lady Siren, are you there?
I am here.
Well, Lady Siren, I'm going to place Nick motherfucking Nasty, a.k.a. Galactus, back into the queue, and I'm going to mute this music and allow you to do what you do. All right? So.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Oh, listen to this song. It's really good.
That was beautiful, Mojave. So, yeah, I'm going to give y'all this piece. This is Lady Siren speaking. He siphoned my juices by the ounce, face deep with his hands wrapped tightly around my thighs, and I panted and writhed to his tongue's rhythm as I swirled on every lash his tongue was given, be it those hands, lips, or his dick, this throat, body, and my kitten. This kitten can handle a bedroom beating, so punish me, daddy. Good. Juices puddled beneath me and literally dripped over the edges of the granite. The shiny flecks in its design glistened and glittered, but couldn't compete with the stars in them sexy brown eyes. Slippery danger ensued, but he'd been jonesing for this adventure, eating his way into my holy grail. I could tell my temple was now his to rule. A mixture of drool and viscous juices covered my entire back and cheeks, and even still, he wasn't through with me. Slid his magnificent fingers up inside and began to transcribe every nasty thing that he's on multiple occasions threatened to do to me on stage. He tapped, circled, and slid his cum hither along the roof of Miss Kitty's most delicate spot, and my God, watched his neck work, his tongue cyclone my clit like he was going for broke until I was no longer able to keep my creamy explosion at bay, a feeble attempt to get away thwarted by the lack of leverage due to the extent of my drippage, slid back into the finale, swiftly greeted by his lips, and he was clearly determined to swallow me whole. My world disintegrated at the escape of my soul. My body rose from that kitchen island, he being the only barrier to keep me from going afloat. But who needs gravity when the Colossus of Kings makes you his muse? I couldn't refuse this intersidereal trip, helplessly watching pyrotechnics of my bliss blow, fireworks of my orgasms washed my essence right down his throat. Please. He slid me into him and gifted me the sweetest taste of me that covered his face and saturated the curls of his beard. It had been made clear I had been more than eight. I had been claimed by a beast. So listen up, Mojave. The next time you introduce Galactus, he can continue to be the eater of worlds, but you better let him know that he's now the eater of one girl. Peace.
Well. that was a very nice piece, Lady Siren. And I happen to leave you both open so you can hear both of that. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to put y'all both back in the field with y'all insatiable asses. And we're going to move on with these fireworks because there was a hell of a lot of fireworks just then.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move on. Hold on. We're going to put y'all in the queue. We'll come over here to our very own Raina Flow, a.k.a. We'll bring this down a little bit. Queen Flowetry, you need more time, right?
I actually made it home, my love.
All right. Well, all right. Well, hey, mamas, are you ready to go?
You know I am done.
Well, listen, you know, because I'm playing Prince. You know, Prince Jam with Honey, July 25th, Clubhouse 4 p.m. I was just playing Little Prince. You know, I know how much you love Prince. So I'm going to mute my mic. I know. I'm going to mute my mic and cut this music, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. Hey, baby. Where are you? Well, I got on my t-shirt and panties. And I need you. It's a bit. I'm in my bed. Body's hot. Soaking. Wet. And the only thing missing is you. Yes, you. Warm butterscotch. Double gauges with the lock. Tantalizing my senses where I am tasting where I can see at the thoughts of you. Baby, I want you. See, sparks fly when you light my fireworks. And I want your rocket to shoot off in my sky. Light up my midnight stratosphere. I'm craving you. Wanting you to go up, down, back, and forth. Reminding my walls that they belong to you. Commanding my muscle memories to remember the settings of your girth. Come and perform flag play in me. White my insides while I turn red from passion. Empty your cojones so blue don't become their new color. My love, I can't wait to see you when you come. Wait. You at the door? Good. I'll be down soon. In your favorite suit. Yes, Daddy. Birthday. Love you too. Thank you.
You got me messing up and forgetting I'm putting myself on mute. Yeah, Queen Poetry. Absolutely. Brilliant. Thank you. Hello?
I'm here.
Queen Poetry. Oh, okay, okay.
Denada.
All right, so we're going to go from the queen to a king I know by the name of Pyro.
Yeah.
Yeah, so from the queen, I'm going to put you in the queue, and I'm going to move over here to Pyro. So if you got people waiting for you, as soon as they get home, when they get home to you, look at that. So, Pyro, are you ready?
I'm ready, brother. Let's have some Pyro.
I'm going to mute my mic, cut this music, and the mic is yours.
My name is Pyro. You could love. Let's get some fireworks going. After leaving her completely compromised and enjoying such a rainy night, we decided it was time to take a vacation. We didn't care where we went. We just wanted to be together. We wanted to see and create our own fireworks. We packed our bag, jumped into the car, went straight to the airport. She was looking so damn good, I couldn't take my eyes off of her. There were only two things that were on my mind. Getting our vacation started and digging her down to the point that she couldn't stand straight. The plane arrives. We presented our tickets at a gate peep. Locked hands and feet, get on board, we take our seats in first class. The flight attendant on the intercom and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the Qantas Airways. Please keep all your belongings with you. Buckle your seatbelts. Keep your feet inside the aisles. Flight number 0069 survives during the takeoff. Thank you for flying with us today. Relax and enjoy the flight." The plane clears the runway and we were heading to our destination. I couldn't keep my hands to myself. I was fascinated by her blush dress and the softness of her lips that I wasn't afraid for us to join in my high club. There was no one around us. I urged to make love on this plane. Felt truly appropriate. She slid her hands in my pants, began to stroke, allowed him to go. I lifted up her dress. I reconnected with the pussy with just one touch of the clitoris. My kiss was very passionate. The clouds had to move out of the way in order to see our reflection in the window. I didn't want to stop. I told her to grab the cover from the back, jump into my lap, and wrap herself in me. We were already high in the air. We just wanted to go higher. She pulled her pants to the side and inserted my dick slowly. Laying out a moan that caused some turbulence, she began to ride him slowly. Gripping her ass, I kissed her forehead. I whispered to her, "You have nothing to be afraid of, so stop riding this dick faster." She nodded her head and agreed. She started riding faster, bouncing that ass and holding on tight to my neck. She knew that every inch of me without any lip upon the shaking of her legs. She slowly kissed off of me. She dropped to her knees and began to suck me. She wanted to taste her juices off of my dick. She made Daddy proud. She made every inch of my dick fit down her pretty throat. She said, "Daddy, this toe. I want all of the teeth, Daddy." I stood up and shoved it down her throat. She choked and got tears down from my eyes. She made her a home for my dick to claim as his home. She licked her lips, looked at me and smiled, knowing that as soon as this plane ride was over, we were headed straight to the resort and we were going to pick up where we left off. We arrived in Bali. I couldn't wait to get off that plane. She grabbed onto my arm, trying to find a way to stand up. We get to our room. We dropped our bags at the door. She tells me to go lay down. She was flipping something more comfortable. They put a do not disturb sign on the door so the plane from Tony to the tone. I took my clothes off, opened the bottle of the lead, and sat up on the bed aimlessly away for Daddy's girl to come out of the bathroom. She comes out in a silk robe, walks over to me, lifts her lips, and says, "Daddy, do you like what you see?" I smirked and bit my lip. I knew that once I took that robe off, it would be time to go to war. I laid her down, rubbed some oil on her, and greeted her pussy with a soft kiss. She was well unrivaled. I grabbed onto her chest and slowly set my tongue in her. I didn't mute my hands. My mouth knew her pussy by her name. I swerved this tongue on a cliff, spelling her name and not leaving out any vowel or consonant. Her faint moan ricocheted throughout the room. She opened her legs wider. She was enjoying the way I was taking care of her. She yelled, "Pyro. Fuck, Pyro, fuck me, put it in me." I rose up like a physician yearning for her pussy. I stroked him, slid him in deep inside, making sure that he reached the surface of her stomach. I began to beat that pussy up as if I was playing a drum by cadence. She wanted to see the stars, so with each stroke, she was able to see that the stars, Mars, and Venus were all around her. She started fucking back then. I flipped her on her stomach, arched her back, and began to give a bad shot that caused her to be wetter than a fountain. She threw her ass back. She said, "Smack it hard, Daddy." I smacked it hard. I placed my thumb on her ass. She lifted her leg and rested it on my shoulder. She held on to the wall, forgetting life that the neighbors started banging on the wall, pulling her hair harder. I bit the stick even further, and she started soaking the satin sports sheets. She made a mess, and I didn't mind. We were fucking and making love until the sun went down. I was deep inside of her love. That lust was immediately fucked out of her. She was compromising while being compromised. And after two final back shots, she took this pyrotechnic explosive nut deep in her guts. She took it like the nasty girl she is. And once we laid him down in bed, she glanced at me. She tried to get up, but she stumbled. It's intuitively and agreed that this was a fire connection and the right way to kick off our vacation.
Gotta get the vowels right. Damn, I did it again. I was like, I forgot to take myself off of you. Pyro. I've been wanting to go to Saint-Osha for time. Super hot piece. Dope piece. Filthy.
Yeah. Very good.
Throw them inches up in you. Pyro, we're gonna go from a king out to the Chanteuse. Princess known as Imani Elaine. Imani, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, me and Pyro are going to hop back into the queue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to mute myself in this music, and the mic is yours.
All right. Hello. My name is Imani Elaine. pronouns she, her, they, and this is Fireworks. The feelings inspired by looking into the devil's eyes aren't like magic or lightning, but fireworks. The only discord, the way they have your synapses firing like pyrotechnics, every nerve ending hot to the touch and sensitive as if ready to combust again and again at any moment. Looking into their eyes, you can feel the nails running along epidermis, setting off landmines in your sternum, a heat so captivating that you no longer fear hell, but welcome it with open arms, excited to wear the singed phrase of your soul as a badge of honor. Fireworks, the only way to describe the convulsions throughout your body. I'm talking poppers along fingertips, morphing into bottle rockets through limbs before exploding into grand displays in your lungs, looking in the eyes of the devil. Like fireworks. Poem.
Good people, that was Imani, Elaine. Imani, amazing. Amazing, Imani.
Thank you so much.
We are here. We are here. Running it back on the Honey Dripper 2.0 and up to 7 fireworks. The run back is real. That was Imani, Elaine. Putting these fireworks all up in your face. Whew. I hope you're sitting on a towel. You got your cold press, roll up, toke up, smoke something, get something cool to drink. It's about to be on. It's been on. You should be hot. Turn your air conditioner on. We're going to go from Imani Elaine to the astral projecting dragon known as King Kai. King Kai, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Imani Elaine, we're going to hop into the queue. We're going to mute our mics. King Kai, and the mic is yours.
Cool. Listen closely, Miranda. I want to take care of your middle miss fine with licks, grips, and kisses, giving you all the nutrients to catalyst into a chain of chemical reactions. I break change. Today is the day you get to be free. Stripping monogamy from your energy, Hakuna Matata, no worries. I'm giving your insides an ohana, just so we know you're coming, won't be left behind. Let me use your essence to write my poetry, squirting orgasmic soliloquies and metaphors to paint the most beautiful creation upon paper. So when daddy says, get down to your knees, it's for a good reason. I'm trying to prepare myself to go skinny dipping into your mosaic oasis. Your tide splashing against my skin, adequately playing in your oceanic cream pie. I'm a Taurus, so let me show you how cageless I can be. I'll sprawl you out, special edition, shiny melanated witch. I'm going to turn you into my apothecary. So come be my dark magician, girl. With the sparking glow, I'll roll you from my favorite tarot deck just to get the world and my future completed through you. I'll fill you up with a love oracle full of dragons until you breathe fire into life. All you gotta do is Montang Figment Wind. For translation, ride my face. For transportation, surfboard this tongue. As this juices moisturize my face, giving nutrients to my skin that will make your ride more soothing. See, my face is the pussy ass. Coconut oil is to hear. Good with growth. As in teaching you new ways to turn your waters into a whirlpool. So be my Tinkerbell. As I make you ring the bell, round for round. You ready to tap out? My Peter will pan you out like a movie scene, making you scream my name as you cream on the demons you wanted to tame. See, baby, you're dynamite. I'm the fuse that will light you up at any time of night, exploding your popper with a smoke. Okay, I'll stop here. Oh, you want me to keep you coming? Let me relight my Roman candle. When it shoots inside, you'll feel the fire that will leave your pond misty. Our personal smoke bomb. Hurry up before we run out of time. Rounds of quickies to make each other explode, since we do this for liberation of spirit. Our safe word is surrender. And no, I'm not here to hinder you. I give passion, so I'm fucking you until you taste sweeter than grapefruit. It clips so well that your ancestors roll out of their graves just to give a round of applause. Clapping because you getting thicker than a snicker. Into the thick of you, starting with the tip, but you worth more than just the tip. So here's inches of salvation as you catch me exploring all your stars. You'll see how I wanted to align myself with your pleasure. How I wanted to tap, tap, and start a revolution in your mind. I told you I break chains. So what's more freeing than an orgasm for me? Activating your keys to make you sing. Lift every voice and sing to earth and heaven. Bring with the harmony of liberty. Boom.
Come on, Kai. Come on, Kai. Come on with it. Slow, measured, powerful. You gonna leave the door open, Kai?
Yeah, I always got the door open.
Alright, got the door open. Ladies, you heard that. The door is open. You look too good to be alone. Pool warm. Alright, so we gonna go from Kai to our very own Honeybee number 5. Alexandria, are you there? Alexandria, are you there? Hold on. Alexandria, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm homework right now. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so we're going to skip over you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let us know when you're ready. Hit us back channel. All right, so we're going to go from our very own Kai. We're going to go from Kai to Bella.
Hola.
Bella, are you there?
I'm here. Hola.
Well, all right, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. And this one is a mix of bilingual poem, Catalan and English. So, a short so mayo mister. Delicate, a promise for a fine seal, oozing to your godlike body, my rare bottle of Armand de Brignac, how I dream for you. To savor this moist, faint bouquet of florette with distinctive tinge of creaminess that will swirl effervescence in your mouth, a succulentous flavoring that will slowly melt on your tongue as you hungrily taste the eroticism seeping out from my adductor like a champagne shot made for Ace of Spades, my juniper master. Dolce, sappy, focolent, nectarina, will grace the lip of my God, a tease to monotonous tongue with my intoxicare, unable to my spreading intoxicacion, my coquettish bouchon, the indelible silken mist to your stained lips, and I have pleased you, confia in me. Trust me, in every corner of my dreams. Fuego a fuego, mi amor. I will never forbade your fondos like mi maestro staccato composición playing and consuming. My sweet, sweet, sweet. spot, mocking me with lativa caricia ardent, your burning caress that will go through and through, even in my delusional state. You drive me wild by simply thinking about you, as my thirsty bowl ready to drink from the fountain of youth. How I adore to entice your mind till my body prepares in surrendering. Then I will clip my patella to show venerare to my hubristic bastum, or I can yield to conolinctus, drunk from the magic number, but only in my dream. Enter.
Hey, baby, it don't even matter. We can do whatever you want to do.
Thank you, Bella. Wow. You stick around. You stick around. Yeah, that was very drippy. That was very, very, very drippy. We gonna go from you to Canada's finest, Miss Lady A. I'm gonna put you back in the queue. Hang tight, Lady A. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Happy to be in fine form. Thank you very much. Do you have another log to throw on this fire?
I set up some
fireworks. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna mute this music and my mic, and the mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. And this is orgasmic candy, salty, creamy, thick and sweet. Such is my lover's gift for me. Draped like melted chocolate with caramel sauce to lick, cherry in his navel, whipped cream on his chest, and rock hard candy dick. Purple veins, pink cap, skin like stretchy turtleneck. Slutty brownies and slippery nipples watch sexual pleasure triple. I offer you a screaming orgasm. Join me tonight in my cabin. Sweet, nasty, orgasmic candy explodes under scanty panties. Crimson heat between the sheets. Queen of Candyland. Negligees and edible panties. Strawberry oils and candies. Raspberry cream and syrupy dreams culminate in sensual steam. Dipping, sipping, licking, my Lawrence of Arabia, erotic games, I can't be tamed, kitty purrs, I am inflamed, and poem.
Well, Lady A, very, very apropos. Very nice. Very nice. Very good. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. Really, really good piece. So we're going to go from you. You're welcome. We're going to go from you to a C-34 music. C-double, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you clearly. I'm gonna mute myself and cut this music, and the mic is yours.
Going low down with intent and purpose. I taste you mentally. Remember that strawberry scent, that aromatherapy, daring me to butterfly stroke like an Olympian, though I can't swim, and I feel like I'm floating, drowning, until your juices make me buoyant. Leaving me lakeside on this fantastic voyage, you are that delicious, and I don't care to avoid this. You have this tendency to spread eagles that Philadelphia gets speechless. And I can't stop drinking this freedom that makes my strong will weaken from the status of static electricity that got me clinging. For you are the cure over treatments with enough to feed the needy. When I submit to your figure four leg lock. You make me head sprung until my neck bobs. Yes, in agreement. I imbibe your nectar like Hannibal Lecter, getting sugar rushes like Walter Payton. I'm taken by your sweetness. I'm getting low down like Bar Skaggs when you wear that sundress during summer in Long Beach on a whole new era, tweaking. I'm serving you, queen, like your parliament is funkadelic, swimming like Sir Knows. And I'm not just knee-deep, oops. See the mess on the floor, overfilling with spillage? Encapsulate this picture of pleasure we've been given, stuck in amazement, baby. Look what we did, see? This is a part of making love with intent and purpose. Catching brain freeze from all of this slurping. I've got more big game than LeBron James that your insurance claim states I'm worthy. Now, end of discussion, as there will be no further interruptions towards your spontaneous combustion. Hey, do you see your man's work in here? I'm not sending this message to be measured by comparisons. When I say end piece, that means it's finished completely, and all because you let me lick. I won't end this piece without being deep inside your memories. I don't care for licorice, but listen here. You've got my tongue twisting within you. Now, is this it? Hitting targets with my hardness? Pardon me if I set off an alarm where you've got a duck and cover. I'll be your prince, charming you after your baptism in Lake Minnetonka, riding on top of me. Yeah, that's right. I'm that sexy mother, functioning brother. Come on now. This is the return of the Mac, say cheese, because I'm all about my craft. And baby, you know you love it. This is the end piece because I gave you what you need. Until you become Niagara Falls, 4 p.m. rush hour, and I've got your meat. End piece.
Double 34 music, rocking out with your socks out. I see you, partner. I see you.
You didn't think I was coming, huh?
I didn't think you was coming, but you came with it. I tell you that much. You came with it. Apropos, I see you. Salute, sir. Salute.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. So we're gonna move from you back to Alexandria. Alexandria, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, so I'm gonna put C double back into the thing. I'm gonna mute myself, cut this music, and away you go.
I'm calling you, daddy, daddy. Will you be my daddy? Daddy, I need a daddy. Daddy, won't you be my daddy? Daddy, on my knees in front of my king is my most favorite place. Your ecstasy and pleasure is all I want to offer you. Let me take care of you. Give you everything you need to give me your release that I so desire more than a fish is desperate for the taste of water. Come and make it rain down on me. Make it rain. Start a tsunami inside my walls. Your pelvic meeting my ass simultaneously will create the chaotic winds of our own personal hurricane. Only we can start a storm as catastrophic as Category 10 with the passion of our lovemaking. Come and make it rain down on me. Our sex creates floods that can cure history's worst droughts.
The way our lips meet and mingle, melt better together than ice cubes and warm water. We were meant for each other. Our bodies originally being one piece, separated by our creator, gifted a pull stronger than a magnet, bringing us back together every time we get too close. There's no place that I'd rather be than with. Daddy, Daddy, make it rain down on me. Oh.
Hmm. Exquisite. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I see you, honeybee number five.
Thank
you. Zazzy,
you
there? All right.
Yes.
Excellent work.
Yes.
Excellent work. So we're going to move from you over to the Big Bang, Ambitious Grudge. I'm going to put you back in the queue. I'm going to mute this music. Big Bang, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We're going to mute this music and mute our mics, and away you go.
All right. It's your body's Independence Day. While you are not free from me, your body has confirmed declarations of your new sovereign nation. But I hear your areola council is looking for some diplomacy and needs to pass some legislation, so I lift your leg without hesitation. I dive in face first, the first sign of a Big Bang fireworks. I start off slow and hit the spiral. You still doubting me and in denial, so I'll stop being gentle as I verbally prepare your mental. Are you ready for me to crack you? So I can taste your juices, let my tongue do the work, so I imagine we in the tropics as I slurp your coconut water. For the next phase of our game, where you submit to me and scream out, Big Bang. You are startled by your body's reaction to the all in my hands. Your skin feels like butter, complying with my every demand. Let me show your body some compassion. Got that snap, crackle, and pop. Sure to make that body rock. And I'm not trying to put you to sleep. But I'll rock your ass into the cradle. Yeah, it's a silver dragon. But it rocks gold for a reason. And I know you prefer without. But I'm not quite ready to season. See, I still have your body arrested. I ain't granting no witness protection as I continue your interrogation. So, as you ride, you know what to do. Grab my neck. It be your bike handlebars. As I'm ready to bust inside of you, so now the gloves come off. As your rings accept this challenge and shout it, you nasty. As you do this new thing while trying to keep your balance, it slides out of your moist home, man. Now you're trying to finish me with some good dome. I am lost in for words in this washing machine spin cycle. Her head is progressive, and with every directive, premium quality dick. You can say it's insured, all state type dick. So I was in her good hands, and she was my general, said I would save time if I listened to her every slurp that she command. Eyes rolled back in my head. She made eye contact for reassurance that I wasn't dead. She swallowed me like she needed to state her case, and that's when I knew I was like, that's when I knew it was like a good neighbor. Her mouth savored every inch. Then it happened, shot like rockets or cannons. I moaned her name, and she said, thanks for choosing me, Big Bang. But now that she is done, I just have enough energy to explain. Each time I shoot my shot, it'd be a few bad women in the room, and I'll set it on fire. But damn, Big Bang never really has only one desire. I inspire all to give me their panties. And when I leave, it's withdrawals. So with that being said, when you in my bed, you were reserved for a special show. It's the Big Bang fireworks. If you know, you know.
Oh, shit. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, good people, one and all, that is Ambitious Grudge, a.k.a. the Big Bang. Come through. Come through, big guy.
Thanks
come
for
through.
Having me.
Come through. Now, if you're within the sound of my voice, you have approximately 3 minutes before the Vlog Truck Lady sends you on your way, sends you packing. The streaming stops at 11. Please call the number 319-527-6300. Press 1 if you feel so inclined. But this is going to be an early night for us. We only got a couple more poets left. And of course, welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe presents the Honey Tripper 2.0, second season, number 7, Fireworks. And you've been watching things explode all night. And this is no difference. Make sure that you catch up if you're streaming and you want to make sure that you get in. The number is 319-527-6300. Now, I'm going to go from a Big Bang to Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, a.k.a. Poetic, a.k.a. Van Metals, a.k.a. the station manager here over at 15 Radio Universe. Big Bang, I'm going to put you back into the queue. Station manager, how you been feeling about fireworks so far?
Man, this show has been amazing. I'm loving it. Loving it. The energy, the nastiness, the brilliantly filthiness. Just
yes.
Mad fireworks, bro.
Yes, mad fireworks. Will you be shooting off a rocket or two?
I think so. I think so. I got my eye on a cherry bomb, though.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to stop this music. Mute my mic. You got 90 seconds to call in, 319-527-6300. But in the meantime, in between time, listen to this cherry bomb of poetry about to go off by Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy himself. It's not a beard. It's a saddle, a.k.a. Mr. Van Meadows. The mic is yours.
I just want to suck your breasts. Forgive my manners, may I suggest you allow me to place your God-given life-nurturing essentials in my warm, moist mouth. Even if your nipples need love, too. Peeking up at the mere thought of my tongue, too. I'm just wondering if I can create controlled orgasms from my tongue touching your breasts. Maybe orally offer you a climatic situation at best. Or not rest. At least until my hands massage each ripe tit, cause my hands been dying to handle it, those beautiful mouth-watering treats as I sucked them so explicitly, that your areolae were having conversations with your nipples and strictly communicating to those nerve endings, down to your pussy's thoughts suggesting that this pleasant pleasure of nipple loving is just as good as my dick penetrating, hitting that G-spot slow and steady gripping as each nipple as I lick it like my favorite ice cream, except I'm double dipping. As they poke out at my lips and my pickle wants to be her kosher dill, even still, I'm not done licking. But she's tugging on my jeans for the sticking. But hold on, little mama. I'm just trying to give your titties some serious foreplay. Now let me have my way. Because I'm hungry for more appetizing delights. Right from your chest of physical treats tonight. Come here. I'm not done. Feel my tongue? So I hope you don't mind my table manners. Because I'm feasting on you with my choice of breast matters. And that's that piece.
Wait a second. Let me get your theme song ready. Get the theme song ready for Mr. Van Meadows. And if you know, you know.
Well, how do you like it?
Yeah. Honestly, I can tell that you're frustrated.
Yeah, we had to throw your theme song on here real quick.
Thank you, bro.
super dope piece.
You know, appreciate it.
Listen, this has been an incredibly dope night. And I think we're going to end the night off right. I believe the 702 is the bar god. Is this you, Rafa?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, listen, Van.
Yes,
I enjoyed the piece. Super fucking dope.
Bro.
And, of course, we also have to play the theme music, too. No, appreciate you. Appreciate all that you do. Fucking dope-ass poetry. This has been an amazing night with incredibly dope poets from the Honeydripper Erotic Poetry Collective and people who came from far and one, and everybody being on the same core, on the same wavelength. And so we're going to end this right. Oh, actually, I got to go. I'm sorry. Well, after I'll end it, I'll close it out. But I'm going to put you into the queue right now. Then and we're going to go to the bar god known as Rafa. All right? And I'm going to mute this mic, mute this music, and away we go. The mic is yours.
Yes, sir. Say, brother. Did you hear Rafa was in the place? What that mean? Oh, your bitch ain't safe. Oh, dear Lord. What is a mortal man to do? Niggas panicking and still like a mannequin averaging to a goddess from top tier shit. I'm more than a prince. I'm a principality. Your chick on my gallery. That mean I'm everything she pictured. Since fast, nigga, you willing to ride for the pussy? Die for the pussy. In some cases, me too. But women gon' do what women gon' do. That's why I'm King Simba of the goddamn zoo. And I'ma get y'all niggas woke if your soul ain't been in tune. Cool little chick from across the way. Sexy and seductive. The type that'll fight a bitch over her nigga but meet me undercover. Fucking buffoon. The monkey dances to get her attention. I present my essence and she compete my celestial rhythms. While they plotting and judging, she slurping and fucking. Inferior niggas intimidated amongst them. I'm grabbing her in her throat and she guzzling. The real niggas handshake while the tricks stay bustin'. Fake niggas show love, then the gossip's buzzing. Well, either way, I'm in these guts and I can't stop fucking. Fuck it. Tell your friends about me and spread my name. Share my dick to spread my fame. Just don't forget my semen on your goddamn face. And niggas ask your bitch how the whole dick tastes. Pause. Break. As I slam, smack her ass and her legs. Quake, great, I am and been on my job. Competition non-existent the way I slang my rod. Niggas ain't as pretty as he with the pen or literally. Only a few I call exceptions. Serve flowers in your direction, give him props. Something you fuck niggas know nothing about. Instead of wearing that perfume called jealousy, take the advice I'm handing out. She giving me the hand job, and I'm giving her the pearly necklace. I'm slapping her with my meat, and she giving you the runaround right before I put her to sleep. I say, I love the mind fuck, while I beat the frame out your box. With so many bitches to surface, it's futile, they mind full of rocks. Now I'm on post, get nothing but backhands, and a thirsty average hoe seeking attention is something that I can't stand. But if you're thirsty, baby, want me? Well, she could swallow these juices, and she did. I made her squirt. Her pussy drools into pools of drinking fluid. In this language, I'm fluent, making love while fucking. I'll tell you the truth is, while she allured by the wine and dying, the cork was just screwing. Soon as I pop, we out. After the outpour intoxication, she out for the night, and I'm out of the situation. Discreet with my shit. That's why your bitch always trust me, and on one night, extravagance is if your root chakra sick, I'ma cure your cancer. They all talk about the prince. They all talk about the prince. They all talk about the drip. That's because my shit is royalty. And I'm extraordinarily handsome. Bitch, I'm Ralph.
Yeah, listen. I don't know what happened. But Ralph was be coming through crazy. Ralph, what's good?
Man, I appreciate that. What's good, man?
Yeah, nah, listen. Bars. bars.
Yes, sir. That's what we do over here.
I say, hey, it's the drip. Oh, shit. I'm telling you, the shirts is coming. I just got dripped on. He just put some heavy drip on it. All right, so before I open everybody's mic, I got to do this quick poem, make it all happen. And then we're going to open up. We're going to talk about 5 minutes, and then we out of this piece. All right, so Rafa, solid work. I'm going to put you back in the queue while I get myself ready. We're going to open everybody's mics up in a second after I do this quick piece. But make sure that we shout out to T. LaShaw for arranging, putting out, rocking out on the event page. Make sure that you show your love and appreciation to T. LaShaw. She should put up a Cash App so people can throw some money at her, because she's been rocking how she's been rocking for a minute, and it's been pretty dope on our behalf. Make sure you go to the event page and at least say hey and show some love. She does amazing work. She's an amazing person. She's pretty fucking phenomenal, in case you didn't know. Rock out with your socks out. All right. I'm trying to figure out this one thing I was supposed to be doing right now. But let me get it going. All right. Hold on, give me 1 second. Hope y'all can hear that. Okay. New shit. All right. Ready? I love eating. I love your surrender when I pay visit to your womanhood. Your neighborhood has sparse shrubbery, a garden with a spout, and a river that runs through it. The one thing I know is that you slake my thirst, and all is right with the world when you come first. Bless my lips with riptide, the sum of your orgasm rushing out from inside to take residence inside my mouth, to flower power my beard. Pay me in ecstasy as if you owed arrears. I gently sup and lick you up. There is no down. I want to crown for making you come in succession. I want the title of possession as I mouth line after line. We act out the play. Let me teach more. I slay. My stomach growls. It is hunger. I need you to feed me. Your release until you fight me with your hips and I don't find peace. Let the cream be the best lip balm. Fuck my face until you're calm. Let sleep take you as I make it through this night, waiting for the morn to again sample your delight. Poem. Oh, that was me. All right, so let's open these mics up real quick. Pass in a hurry. Yay. Everybody. Hey, everybody. We just open everybody's mics. We don't care. We're doing everybody. All right. All right, all right. Now, if you're here, you're here. Open your mics up. Good people, thank you. Thank you. Thank you to the Drip for participating in fireworks, running it back with me. We're going to cut this down. I could actually play from here, but, you know, we're just going to rock out. So how'd y'all feel about that? How'd you feel about the show? How y'all feel? Did you feel a good time? Did you like the wavelength? Was it good for you?
Amazing.
Amazing.
You know, greatness.
Always.
Mm. Yeah, y'all be doing y'all motherfucking thing. Everybody came through here on point, on wavelength. Man, I don't even know what to say.
It was a good time.
That was a great time. So does anybody have anything else to say? Thank you, T. LaChelle. Can you hear us?
Thank you, T.
What'd you say?
Yes, I'm in here. Hi.
Thank you, thank you.
The show was hot. It was great.
Yes. Yes, it was. Does anybody have any flowers for anybody else? I got a couple of messages. I didn't get a chance to read them, but somebody said, y'all are making me tingle in my ovaries. you're not right. You're not right. And I'm going to be sleeping in the wet spot tonight.
Oh, wow.
Whatever that means. So did y'all enjoy yourselves? Was it good? Was it great?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing show, bro.
Was it good for you too?
It was very enticing and mouth watering. It was, yeah, titillating. It was nice.
All of that.
Yes, yes, it was. All right, hold on. Okay, no, we don't need that. So, other than that, we know what's happening, all that stuff. Angel Kim, you good?
I'm compromised, but I'm good.
Yeah, I'm compromised, city. All right, so Miss Mac, how'd you feel?
I feel good. I enjoyed the show as always.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what's up. Essentially, Zarnice, how'd you feel?
Great. That's been great.
All right, that's what's up. Next Jane, mm-hmm. How are you feeling?
I'm thoroughly compromised.
Oh, yeah, that's good, that's good. Poppy, my captain, yeah, I ain't fucking with you no more. Listen, I don't even know what the hell you was doing. I was like, yo, the fuck? Okay. How you feeling?
What can I say? I have that effect on people, right?
Yeah.
Yes, the show was brilliantly filthy.
That's what's up. That's what's going on. Yeah, Instagram is going off right now. Lady Siren.
Yeah. Show was dope. Definitely got me feeling some things. And yeah.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Monty Elaine.
Oh, it's amazing. Always.
All right, all right. Poetic.
Man, this show was, very hot and steamy. Man, y'all's energy made me want to spit tonight. And that's real talk, because I really wasn't going to. But y'all just kept pulling and pulling and pulling, piece after piece after piece. And I'm like, how are you going to do that little teeny piece, man, and think that we're just going to skate past that? Really? Really? Dopeness, bro. Dopeness.
Thank you. I try to slide out as quick as possible. Not in real life, but anyway. Bar God.
Bro.
Not in real life, but Bar God. Hey,
that's
hey, Rafa, how do you feel about it? Rafa, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What did you say, bro?
I said, how do you feel about the show?
Oh, man. It's the Drip. You know what I'm saying? I really think that the talent and the drip is really off the chain, like even better than some of the people that I hear in the industry. So I'm actually, it's, when I hear the drip do poetry, no matter where we are, I'm always entertained, and I can't say that the same about a lot of places I've been to.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Rain, I know you're driving. You couldn't participate, but what did you think of the show?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got to talk louder, though.
Oh, it was dope. You know, it was dope. I'm sorry. I would have muted myself. I know it's loud in here. It's dope. Y'all showed out. Sure.
That's what it is. King Suave with the three E's. What's good?
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, we
can hear
you.
Me?
I figure you're still at work. You still at work?
Absolutely. Hey, y'all wildin'. Y'all been in here wildin'. Hey, it was a fire-ass show, as always. Y'all did the damn thing. I expected nothing but greatness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, listen. I fuck with y'all the long way, never the short way. Everything was special, like a short bus and somebody with two big with a big helmet and three seat belts. It was nice. It was real fucking nice. I appreciate all of you. I love all of you. This is what we do. This is what we've come to. We are setting new standards in everything that we're doing. And I'd like to thank everybody who came out, everybody who listened to us, everybody who fucks with us on the regular, and for all the people who are learning and who are going to know us in the future. We thank you for everything that comes to us. This is Epiphany Radio Universe. This is a For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? This is sponsored by the brilliantly filthy denizens and filthykins of the Honey Dripper Erotic Poetry Collective coming through, rocking out. It's been a beautiful time. Thank y'all for coming. Be blessed, be safe, and always be loved. I'm going to talk to y'all later. Thank y'all. I'll see y'all. Back channel. Oh, and yeah, have y'all noticed that people are really using our language? They use all of our language now.
All over.
Y'all know
that?
Yeah, I don't know. I knew
yep,
was
they
up.
Let a bite off of us, even though they can't be us.
This is true. This is very true. Anyway, love y'all. God bless you. Good night.
Good
night. All right? Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.